On Triple J.
This is 2013.
You're listening to 2013 tonight, the new music show on a Sunday night here on Triple J. I, this week, got to speak to the singer, Harry Coyser. He's the singer from the Birmingham band, Peace, who just recently have put out a debut album, In Love. You're going to hear in just a moment the current single from the album, a song which we actually started playing from their EP last year, a good song called Follow Baby. Before we get to the bulk of the interview, I actually heard that when Peace were in Austin, Texas recently for South by Southwest, they did a whole bunch of performances, and I wanted to find out if it was true that Usher actually turned up to one of their shows.
He did. He turned up to the Tumblr party that we played and was at the side of the stage. And it was really weird because all of our pedals broke, the power thing broke for it, and we were all panicking. And then just added pressure. Usher's just stood at the side of the stage, glaring. But it turned out to be a really good show. It was all good. He got his groove on, apparently. He moved out into the crowd and was, dancing or something. Legend.
Oh, fantastic. But you didn't get to speak to him afterwards or anything?
Nah, he was gone as soon as we finished. I guess he doesn't get to, linger around. But, I didn't, completely clock that it was him at first. And I was, because people in the audience were, shouting, "Be tight with Usher." And I was, "That's not Usher, is it?" At the side of the stage. And they were, "You tight with Usher?" And I was, "Yeah, I think so. I don't know." But whatever, he's the legend.
And, of course, you didn't want to say anything into the microphone that's going to offend Usher. That's not Usher.
There's, a few things that you don't want to do in this life. One of them is offend Usher.
It could have all been over for Peace in Austin, Texas a couple of weeks ago if you had done that.
Or at least with my friendship with Usher.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least now I've still got a string of hope that one day we can be bezies.
It's a really instant album from Peace. It's also, I found out this week, an album which was relatively easy to record for the band, and a lot of that had to do with the choice of their producer, the producer being Jim Abyss, a guy who's made some great records in his career. He made the very first Arctic Monkeys album. He's also made albums for The Kooks, Kasabian, Florence and the Machine. He's done some work on both the Adele albums to date as well.
He's a really, really talented producer. He has a way with bands. We'd never worked with anyone before who'd he lets you do your thing but kind of gets the best out of you. It's really weird working with someone who makes you do what you do better than you were doing it, if that makes sense.
And would that just be through things that he would say, or would he do certain things to try to get you to do that?
Kind of. I don't know. It's just his attitude and the way he sits, and he's a proper great record producer, and he sits behind the desk and or comes in the room with you and really listens to what you're doing and understands. And then he got the best out of us somehow. It almost seems like he didn't do anything, but then I know that he was completely getting the best out of us the whole time.
That must have been a great feeling.
Yeah, it was. It was really good to go and listen to stuff back that we'd recorded live together, and he'd be like, "Look, this is how you sound." And we'd be like, "Whoa." We never realized that we sounded that together or anything. No, we didn't have to try to be anything. And that's kind of what Jim was getting at. He was just stop trying to be anything, just be exactly what you are.
The other thing is obviously the influences, because when I was listening to the record, a whole bunch of other, very prominent English bands were kind of entering my mind as being possible influences. People like the Happy Mondays, yes, and Stone Roses, Oasis with some of the lyrical bent, some early Primal Scream, obviously the Beatles. But what do you reckon, Harry, is the biggest influence that's played a part on the shaping of your music as Peace?
I always thought that was more of a like Zeppelin and Who influence, but I don't know whether that comes out as much. But I mean, bands like we kind of like grew up around bands like the Stone Roses and Happy Mondays, and like we never like really into them though. But like again with Oasis, that was something that I know that my dad was always playing, and like when I was a kid, like on car journeys and stuff. So it's weird how that's like kind of soaked in. Then when it came to making music, it's like more the stuff that you've been around just like your whole life that kind of comes out of the woodwork as like what actually influences you. It's really weird.
So your dad, was your dad a big music fan or is a big music fan?
Yeah, my dad and my mom were in a band in the 80s called 3 to Midnight, but they didn't really do anything other than a demo tape, but they're amazing.
What's the demo tape like?
It's like, it always reminds me of a more edgy, almost like White Lies, but like edgy, almost like going into Joy Division territory. I don't know, but still really romantic.
And both your parents were in that band?
Yeah, my dad was the drummer and my mom was the saxophone player. And my uncle was the singer.
Oh, I've wow.
Got a demo tape out somewhere and put it online. It's amazing. I've got to put it online. That'll be my mission.
Or include it as a B-side, extra bonus
That'd
material.
Be so good. On a vinyl. That'd be so good to get it put on vinyl.
A little known band. What were they called? 3 Minutes to Midnight or just Minutes to Midnight?
Just 3 to Midnight. I think a few of the members ended up in jail, like, within the first year of the band being active, so they kind of couldn't do anything. They've got the best backstory. I'll have to write a whole Wikipedia page for them.
And you're kind of continuing on the family tradition of being in a family band, because obviously Sam, your brother's one of the members of Peace.
Yeah.
Did your parents really encourage you guys to get into music and play it yourselves?
I think a little bit. They sort of. I remember my dad showing me pictures of Keith Moon and, like, John Bonham. And, like, I was really inspired by that. And, like, pictures of bands, like, hanging out. And I was like, they look really cool. But they never forced us to learn anything. And I think that was quite a clever move, because I think if they tried to force us to, we probably wouldn't have wanted to. But they sort of, my dad especially, sneakily showed me how cool bands looked when I was, like, 6 years old. And I was completely obsessed with the idea of being Jimmy Page one day when I was younger. And then I guess, like, when I grew, they never pushed it on me, though, and then I guess that was just what I wanted to do. I think very clever of them, if that's what they were trying to do, I don't know.
Sit atop the Eiffel in your mind. If you're not happy wearing denim, you're a devil in disguise. Useless, you're so blind. If there's 2 drops in the darkness, they're hiding from your eyes. Hold on to your headlights. They hold your skin to your bones. Fall in fear, the white lines. You know you'll float forever. Forever in the tide. Swim down through the fathoms of your